Hi everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. Time really flies, doesn't it? I feel like I just greeted you guys on the 1st of March, and now we are at the end of March, heading into April. How has March been for you guys? 时间真的过得超级快，咻一下子就三月底了。希望大家的三月都是平平安安的，事情也都顺顺利利的结束。Anyways, let's start out today's topic with a few questions. 大家有没有到过某个新的地方，见到某个人，或是做某件事情的时候，明明知道自己是第一次，但是却有一种以前已经经历过的感觉呢？我有的时候会这样，而且我感觉好像在梦里呢，就已经预见到未来一样。This eerie feeling that we've experienced a new situation once before is called déjà vu. In fact, this feeling is named by a parapsychologist, Emil Borac, in the 1870s, using the French déjà vu, which means already seen.But how and why does déjà vu happen to us? The truth is, there's no 100% definite answer, but today's video gives us some possibilities that may explain this phenomenon. Go check it out after today's challenge. And for now, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. People were more likely to report déjà vu when they encountered environments that had a similar layout to previous forgotten scenes, suggesting it's a memory phenomenon. Slower again, people were more likely to report déjà vu when they encountered environments that had a similar layout to previous forgotten scenes, suggesting it's a memory phenomenon.
影片中的发音呢是英式发音，那我这里教大家的是偏美式的发音，两个都可以，两个都有人念，那大家呢都可以模仿看看试试看。好，我们来看到 were 这个单字，它是 be 动词 are 的过去式，念成 were， 不要和 where 搞混咯。再来看到 déjà vu， déjà vu 的 j 发的是浊音 z。这个字原先是法文 déjà vu， 但是引进英文之后呢，它 vu 的 u 变成了 u 的音 déjà vu， 重音还是放在最后的 vu 的地方 déjà vu。再来看到 encounter 这个字，它字首的 e 呢发的是短音 i， 但是在美式发音中，如果短音 i 放在字首，常常会发的像的音，它是介于 i 跟之间，大家可以再抓抓看 encounter。再来看到 similar 这个字，它的第一个 i 发的是 i， 第二个则是发然后字尾的 ar 发 similar。再来看到 previous， 它前面的 e 呢发的是长音 e，previous。再来看到 forgotten， 它的中间的 tt 可以用力的点一下，念的音就好 ，forgotten。再来看到 scenes 这个单字，它是发长音 e，scenes。然后是 suggesting 的两个 g 呢，只要发成 jj 的音 ，suggesting。然后念 memory 的时候呢，你这个字可以直接省略 o 的发音，念 memory。再来看到最后一个字 phenomenon。它有四个音节，然后重音要放在第二音节，看起来有点眼花缭乱，但是你只要记得它这个字里面的 e 都发成 e， 然后 o 都发 a 就好咯。 phenomenon。好的，我们现在来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个字是 déjà vu， 它的意思是似曾经历过的感觉，或是似曾相识的感觉，也就是我们说的既视感。来看看例句 ：When I saw him walk into the room, it was déjà vu. 我看到他走进房间的时候，有种似曾相识的感觉。那 déjà vu 也可以表示曾经发生过让人有熟悉印象的坏事。For example, the approaching typhoon may make the villagers experience a sense of déjà vu. 这个即将侵袭的台风可能会让村民们的噩梦重演。好，第二个单字呢是 encounter。 它在今天的句子里面是当作动词使用，意思是出乎预料之外的遭遇或是遇到。For example, what problems have you encountered during your research? 你们在研究过程中有遇到什么困难？那 encounter 也可以表示邂逅或是跟某人不期而遇，偶然碰到。来看看例句 ，The little girl encountered a wolf on her way to her grandmother's house. 小女孩在去奶奶家的途中偶然遇见了一只野狼。那 encounter 呢，其实也可以当作名词来使用，那意思就是偶然相遇、偶然邂逅或是不期而遇。For example, it was the couple's first encounter since their divorce. 那是那对夫妻离婚后第一次碰面。下一个单字我们来看到 environment. Environment 意思是环境或是周围状况。For example, when entering a new environment, many introverts tend to stay away from the crowd. 多数内向的人进到新环境时倾向于远离人群。那常见的 environment 组合有 working environment, 工作环境 living environment, 居住环境还有 family environment, 家庭环境。那加上定冠词 the 变成 the environment 的时候呢，就拿来指自然环境。For example, taking public transportation more often is better for the environment. 多搭乘大众运输工具对环境比较好。第四个单字我们来看到 scene。Scene 它是名词，意思是场景、场面、镜头，像是 Jack and Rose standing at the bow of Titanic is one of the most iconic scenes in film history. 杰克和罗斯站在船头的画面是电影史上数一数二经典的一幕。Behind the scenes 就是在幕后，像 behind the scenes footage 就是幕后花絮。此外呢， behind the scenes 也可以拿来表示不公开底，像是 There were actually a lot of things happening behind the scenes before the launch of the new product. 在新产品推出以前，其实有很多事情在幕后进行。Scene 也可以指情景、场景、场面。For example, I am so homesick that when I close my eyes, I can see the scene of my family reunion on Chinese New Year's Eve. 我超级想家的，只要一闭上眼就可以看见除夕夜全家团圆的场景。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 phenomenon。Phenomenon 它是名词，意思是现象。For example, mist is a natural phenomenon usually found in the mountains. 雾气是山里常常出现的自然现象。那 phenomenon 也可以指奇观、奇才或是非凡的人事物。For example, Harry Potter became a global phenomenon soon after its publication. 哈利波特在出版后一下子就在全球间蔚为风潮。大家要注意，这个字的复数呢是不规则变化。当 phenomenon 的意思是现象的时候，复数会是 phenomena，P-H-E-N-O-M-E-N-A。而表示奇观奇才的时候呢，复数则是直接加上 s，phenomenons，phenomenons。好，我们来看看这个字的形容词形态，也很常出现，叫做 phenomenal。Phenomenal, 意思就是非凡的、杰出的。来看看例句 The sight of the meteor shower was phenomenal. 流星雨的景象惊人的美丽。Now let's go through our sentence one last time. People were more likely to report déjà vu when they encountered environments that had a similar layout to previous forgotten scenes, suggesting it's a memory phenomenon.This sentence is the result of a 2012 study where déjà vu was introduced under lab conditions. The study used virtual reality to immerse people in different 3D environments, some of which were very similar in layout. The study found that people may mistake a situation they'd experienced for another similar situation, which they actually were experiencing for the very first time. So the study pointed out that déjà vu is caused because we are tricked by our brain and memory.
Is that really so? No one is sure yet. Well, I personally like to think of deja vu as if I can see the future, but I just constantly forget what I've seen. Quite silly, I know, but that's the fun of it. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Tell us about the weirdest deja vu you've experienced, and don't forget to record your own pronunciation challenge. See you next time. Bye!